Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, welcome back to the third hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show right here at 102.5 The Game. We appreciate all the texts, all the calls. I was even called a bozo in the text line. I love that. We love this. This is fun, healthy, fun debate. Our next guy I wanted to bring on because he's covered football in this market for a long time, and I value his opinion even though I can't stand him. Let's bring in Mike Organ to the show. Mike, how are you, buddy?
Joe, I'm good. Can't stand you either, but I'm so happy to be here because Dr. Crane and I already solved all the world's problems off the air.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, have a good day then. Hey, we're going to touch on a lot of things football real quick, but first of all, we'll get back to the LSU stuff in just a minute, but this Austin Peay Vanderbilt game, and I was telling somebody, I was like, you know what? 30 years ago, there'd be 12,000 people this game. Nobody would care. Vanderbilt would probably win 13-10 and not on. They're expecting a big crowd there tomorrow night. It's a fun program. We like Clark Lee. We like what Coach Ferris is doing in Clarksville. It's just – it's fun to watch this come together because never in my mind, Mike, and you covered this team for a long time, that I think an opening game between Vanderbilt and Austin Peay would be this much fun, have this kind of a huge crowd over there. It's just credit to both schools for what they're doing.
No, nobody did, Joe. This is such a good alternative to all the other Power Five schools that open against smaller teams. And there's just no intrigue, nothing to it, because the Power Five school is going to just blow them away. Credit Austin Peay for what they've done. And they've done it now. This is their third coach that has kept Austin Peay as a legitimate FCS team. This is a team that can contend for a national championship. One player is going to make this game interesting tomorrow, and that's Chris Parson, the quarterback. Local kid from Ravenwood who played at, I think he committed to Florida State.
Mississippi
he
State.
Played at, Mississippi State.
Yep.
And then he ended up at Clarksville. And somehow he came back after a great year last year. And Gentry Estes is our columnist, and he just did a behind-the-scenes story at Austin Peay. He was at the game with me last Thursday, a week ago yesterday, and he texted me in the third quarter, and he said, Chris Parson is going to give Vanderbilt trouble. And he's exactly right. It's going to be a good game. Expect it to be a blowout unless it maybe does get to blowout in the late stages when the numbers start coming up where the twos and the threes start playing each other. But, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I remember a game, and this is taken way back, when Vanderbilt opened the season versus Tennessee Chattanooga, and I think they won 10-7. Hell, they might have lost the game. It was so long, and nobody was there. There was no interest. So for those of us who grew up here, this is what we kind of experienced. For those who've moved here recently, this is not the Vanderbilt like we grew up with. And I think it's fantastic. And I think a lot of credit goes to Clark Lee because he knows what he's doing. He's built it through the NIL. I think he's so underrated. And Barton Simmons over there with him. I think if I wasn't doing the MTSU Murray State game tomorrow night, I'd be over on West End.
Yeah, you know, I thought when Clark got there, of course, his first game was a loss to a similar game like this to East Tennessee State. And not just a loss, but they got beat bad.
Yes.
In that game. East Tennessee State beat them badly. That shows how far Clark has brought this program. And, Joe, I will always admit that I was wrong. I thought that the NIL era, the transfer portal era, may be the death knell for Vanderbilt. They were just practically hanging on at that point. I thought that this might do it for them. And Clark and Barton and that staff and Candace, you have to give Candace credit, have just done a remarkable job in taking advantage of the NIL and the transfer portal and turning Vanderbilt into a team that can contend for a national championship, which is exactly what they did last year.
Let's you guys at Tennessee and Tom and Tyler and the guys have done a great job keeping on top of the high school football and the coverage and everything. And Dr. Gunner was talking earlier. I mean, Mountain League Christian Academy is forfeiting a game tonight against White Creek. Not enough players. How big of a concern this is, Mike? You've covered, again, you've covered high school and football in this area in a long time. And I love you went to DuPont. I went to McGavick. The Metro public schools are very important to us because that's our DNA. But, man, I'm concerned about these programs when the numbers are as low as they are.
I'm extremely concerned, Joe. It was maybe 4 or 5 years ago that Glencliff forfeited a game late in the season. I want to say it was in October. And they were on the brink of forfeiting. I think that on Wednesday they said they weren't going to be able to play because of low numbers. Now, from Wednesday to Friday, they came up with enough players to play, and they did that because of some rule that if you didn't play, if you forfeited football, you couldn't play in basketball or in baseball, I think, in the in Metro. So they got together a team, but we were already worried about numbers up to that point. And then since then, we've been on the lookout on which team was going to be the first not to be able to field a team. Well, it was Hunter's Lane at the start of the season. And Hunter's Lane was one we worried about. Maplewood was one we worried about. White Creek, until they came around the last couple of years, was one we worried about. And we've talked about over the last, since Glencliff, over the last 3 or 4 years about co-oping.
Right, right.
Is a Hunter's Lane and a Maplewood going to have to get together and put together one team? Now we look at Mount Jewett Christian School, and that's what they tried to do was co-op with a charter school, and that wasn't allowed. And you see where they are now. I saw on Facebook yesterday, or social media, where their homecoming, I believe, was yesterday. They held their homecoming yesterday to honor their court, but there's no game. So how sad is that? You know, it's just heartbreaking, and these two teams aren't the only two that are in trouble. I'm going to try to get out to a couple of Metro games tonight just to see what kind of numbers are on the sidelines to give us a feel for, you know, where we are.
You know, and I get numbers are down across the country, and you know, we talk about football and moms. And look, if mom don't want their kid to play, I get it. I completely understand. My mom wanted me out of the house and go, and so I played football. But I understand this. But I think there's a solution here, not an answer, a solution. And you hit on it about co-oping with these schools. And so good number. There's still a lot of kids that want to play football, but when it breaks my heart that there's, you know, they got 19 players. They can't field, you know, you need at least 25 to get out there and have some sort of a break with guys and, you know, some depth and all that. But it just breaks my heart because there are a lot of kids who want to play football, and this opportunity is slowly slipping away from them, Mike.
Yeah, that, you know, this is just going to be heartbreaking if this continues. And again, like I said, it's been 4, 5, 6 years now that we've seen these numbers dipping, and I don't know what's being done about it, Joe. I understand the parents not wanting kids to play for the reasons that might be, but I don't think that that's what this is completely. I understand that's an element, but I think that there are kids that would play if they were recruited, if they were educated on the game, if they were told the specifics about playing and how important it is to play and to make a commitment. A former coach told me that he saw a kid running through his neighborhood early in August, and he in the second day he saw him, a good-looking kid, he said, and he hollered at him, and he said, "Hey, do you play at the, you know, the local high school team?" The kid said, "Yes." And he said, "How's practice going?" And the kid laughed, and he goes, "Oh, I'm not going to start practice until school starts." So it's that lackadaisical attitude that kids have developed that we need to start back on the, you know, educating them that this is a pretty big commitment, that you can't just show up the day school starts, practice for a couple of weeks, and play. And there, but at the same time, there's a great reward, a great benefit. You get to be like, you could end up like a guy like you or me and still talking about that experience late in life.
Yeah, you're right there. So I don't know. There are some ways that could handle this and go on. And it's just, it's different in all that's happening. But anyway, I want to bring you on your perspective, especially on the Austin Peay Vanderbilt game and how that's developed. And I just think it's really good what Clark's done at West End, what Jeff Ferris has done over there. And by the way, why can't you be more like Gentry Estes? He's a really good writer.
Well, he is, and you're right. And I strive every day to be more like Gentry Estes and less like Joe Dubin. Unfortunately, it's kind of ingrained with where I grew up, you know, so close to Donaldson, so close to McGavitt, that the Joe Dubin part of it is hard to shake.
Yeah, hey, by the way.
I'm still trying at this age, so I'll say that.
Yeah, good. By the way, Chase has moved over to East Nashville. He's like, I'm going to come over to Donaldson and hang out. And I told him, you and I are Donaldson Hermitage guys. We don't want the East Nashville people come. We're good. I was like, Chase, stay away. He's like, well, Mike Orger let me in. I'm like, no, Mike. Mike and I are on the same team with this. You're not invited to Donaldson Hermitage.
No, we got our sign going up, a big lighted sign, fluorescent and lighted sign that says keep out. hopefully we'll have that up at some point next week. And, you know, if it takes more than that, if it takes a toll gate, we'll do that.
Yeah.
But that's a step in the right direction.
Mike, can you settle something for me real quick? Obviously, you gave me the Rayon City Pass, the city pass to go through anytime I want or just stay there as long as I want. Joe says that was revoked. Can you guys kind of, you know, even this out real quick on the air?
Well, Joe and I are in two different political parties. And we both serve on the Rayon City Board of Council, and I won't mention which party we're each on, but there's a big divide there, and right now, it's true. If one party allows something and the other one can contest it and get a stay of order, which we all know about that these days, so yeah. If I were you, Dr. Crane, I'd just stay out just for a little bit until we can get this ironed out.
So I need an injunction that'll allow me to go through. Is that what I'm getting at?
Yes. You need to go to a local judge, find a friendly local judge. There are plenty of them that are friendly to Father Ryan. Not as many for DuPont, but plenty for Father Ryan. And you'll get what you're looking for.
There you go. Are you satisfied now?
I am. Thank you.
Mike, as always, thank you, man. I think the world of you. Great job, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Glad to be on with you.
All right, Mike Orgen from the Tennessean. And again, he's seen the evolution of high school football through this. By the way, Nick Barris is texting me during all this. Nick, let me tell you what. And Nick's like, good for kids not playing football. And Nick, I love you. But you know what the number one sport is for concussions? We've talked about this. The number one sport for concussions is, Dr. Crane?
Soccer?
Women's soccer has more concussions than any other, and it might be more like combined with everything else in women's soccer. I mean, they play violent, they play fast.
You're heading the ball all the time.
Yeah, right. And so they're running into each other. I mean, it happens. So football, I get it. Look, I understand the concern, but I don't know a single person that played football that I know personally would have given that up.
So wait a minute. Given up. Nick Barris is saying he's glad that there's a lack of numbers. Is that what I'm gathering?
I don't think he's glad of numbers, but he says he understands why kids aren't playing football. And I get that. I understand that.
Back to your point in the first hour about playing high school football. And I will attest to this as well because I played it. I am so glad and I am fortunate enough to have played the sport. And obviously it takes a little bit of extra money to play the sport, but I was able to build friendships that I would never get anywhere else.
Right.
I was able to build a brotherhood with – there are guys on that team that I'm still friends with to this day that were a single child family. Like they're the only kid. And to know that they went into a football program where they had brothers to rely on – now they can rely on those guys as you get older in life. I mean, that's the whole point of playing football is to build these relationships that last a lifetime.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you don't want to play, that's fine. But if you're playing, don't tell somebody you're dumb for playing. Just stop it. Right? As Greg Pogue has said so eloquently throughout the years, 3% of the people are against oxygen, right? They're going to bitch, they're going to moan, they're going to complain, whatever. If you're playing football, and I don't care what you think. Right? If you don't want to play, that's fine. I'm not going to say you should be playing football if you don't want to. I'm not that dad, right? I was almost that dad with my son when he said, I don't play football anymore. I'm like, are you happy doing that? All right, you're fine. But that's fine. But if you play football, I'm not going to walk up to Nick Frager and say, you're stupid. You're going to get CTE. You're dumb for – look, man, let them play. If you want to play, let them play. Stop telling them not to play. If your mom says you're not playing, you're not playing. But if you're playing, I'm all about you. If you're not playing, I'm all about you. I love you either way.
Yeah, I had a blast playing. I was able to score a few touchdowns, able to, you know, deflect a few passes, sack the quarterback once or twice, which was great. And then, obviously, you know, Brad Moore and his son Sage has passed on. But our last game in Macaulay, the playoff game, he told me through grade school all the way through high school, there's nobody else I would rather have played football with through these years. And I just cherish those moments to this day, especially those words, because they carry a lot of weight right now.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Nick Barris. There you go. You got us all upset. Are you happy, Nick? Are you happy? We had Mike Organong, who very well said everything, and now Nick brought us down. Nick, you're welcome to call and debate. We love you too, man. Healthy debates are good for us all. Healthy debates. There's no name calling. There's none of that stuff. Healthy debates are good for us all, except when it comes to talking about Lane Kiffin and how he's ruined college football. All right, we'll talk more about that coming up next. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.